speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Our questioner this week asked, "Why do you think there are so many religious teachings in the world? I find it confusing. Please offer any help possible on Moments with the Bible." Well, we're delighted to have this question. Certainly, we're always happy to help in any way that we possibly can. We're glad that you've been listening thus far this week, and we've been discussing the matter of why there is so much confusing teaching in the world. It is not, my friends, the fault of our Lord. It is not the fault of the Bible. No, not at all. It is found in the fault of ourselves, the fact that we do not go to the Bible for our teaching and for our authority. To show how Jesus regarded this matter of authority in religion, let me read to you from Matthew 21 today, verse 23 through 27. "When he was come into the temple, the chief priest and the elders of the people came unto him, as he was teaching, and said, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I will in likewise tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, Why did you not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, We cannot tell. And he said unto them, Neither tell I you, by what authority I do these things. Now some of his enemies raised this question of authority with Jesus, by asking, By what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? Jesus' reply to them should not be considered as an evasion of their questions. He was both able and willing to tell them the source of his authority. But it was self-evident, too. But he insisted that his questioners face up to the same question of authority by telling him the source of authority for John's baptism. You see, Jesus' authority came from God himself. And the dubious authority by which the chief priest and the elders had rejected John was their own human personal prejudices in the matter. Now, because of this, we have different religious teachings in the world today, and these men are a prime example. The crucial point of this exchange for our study is that Jesus specified the two possible sources of authority in religion. It comes either from heaven or from men. That which is done by heavenly authority is right. It's acceptable unto God. That which has no higher authority than mere man is wrong and unacceptable to God. Now, the words Jesus spoke had divine authority and should have been believed. The teachings of the chief priest and the elders rested solely on human authority and should have been rejected. Now, the same point can be made about every doctrine and practice which is found in the religious world today. And we must make those decisions, my friend. We must examine them. Jesus warned, "Beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly ravening wolves." Matthew 7:15. 1 John 4:1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they be of God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world." Now that which cannot be shown to have divine authority should be recognized as of mere human origin and rejected. It would be hard to find a matter of more fundamental importance than this, my friends, for our consideration. It's the reason for the confusion that our questioner asked about. That which is from men is not inspired. It did not come from God through Christ and his apostles. So we are to listen only to them. Hebrews 1:1-2, we are told that God spoke in olden times unto the fathers by the prophets, but he hath in these last days spoken unto us through his Son. And that which is from God came through Jesus Christ. But that which is from men did not come through Jesus Christ. Hence it is uninspired and of no authority whatever in religion today.